You're listening to Valley Edition on Valley Public Radio. My name is Joe Moore. When people talk about international jazz stars, they don't normally talk about Fresno. But one Fresno musician is quickly gaining a reputation not only in Central California, but nationwide and beyond. She joins us now in the studio. Her name is Karen Margath. Karen, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Karen is a local vocalist and has released a new CD called Away With Words, The Songs of Carol Coates. And Karen, this is a real California-centric CD in that you have folks from all over the state, including a number of musicians with Fresno ties,
Absolutely. Appearing
on this album. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how this came about.
Well, I had met Carol Coates. He lives in Carmel on the coast of California. And I was over at his home one day and he sat down at the piano and started playing some of his tunes. And I didn't realize what a songbook he had until that moment. And I just had the idea of doing an album of his tunes. And then, you know, back home in Fresno, it was a matter of gathering up musicians. And I just wanted, the best that I could get. You don't have to look much farther than the Central Valley to find some really outstanding musicians. So I just pulled from there's a different group on each song for the most part. We sort of mixed and matched the group according to the tune to sort of make it sound just right, and pulled from Gilbert Castellanos, who is a Fresno native but who lives in San Diego now. Pulled from him. He came up and
he's a great trumpet player.
Oh, fantastic trumpet player. I was just so honored to have him join us on the album. And then Richie Cole, who's from L.A., a great legendary saxophonist, he joined us on several tunes. And trombonist came down from Sacramento by the name of Bob Williams. I mean, Jason Warner from San Diego came out and played piano and also did the arranging. So, yeah, just a great group.
Tell me some more about Carol Coates. He's a very interesting songwriter. He writes both the music and the words, as mm-hmm. I understand it. And mm-hmm. he's worked with some of the biggest
yes.
names. In fact, he's written songs for some of the biggest names.
Yes, he's a wonderful sort of Randy Britt. He's in his 80s. He's 83. He's fabulous. And he was discovered at the age of 21 by Sinatra. He was living in London and, schlepping his tunes around, trying to shop them around to singers to get them to do his tunes. And Sinatra was there in London to do a concert, and he asked, hey, is there anybody in town who has a song about London? He wanted a song about London. And so he heard through the local people there about this guy, Carol Coates, who had a song called London by Night. And he called Carol in, and they became fast friends, and Sinatra did the tune. He recorded it, two or three different versions of it over the years, and that launched Carol's career at the age of 21. Sinatra called him the kid and brought him over to the States and did a number of his songs, and then that sort of got him going, and he wrote songs for all sorts of sort of famous vocalists of the day, so...
Now, Karen has her band here, and we're going to get to them in just a moment, but this is very exciting to have live music in our studio today, so we're looking forward to this. Tell us a little more about your career, Karen. You're someone who a few years ago sort of burst on the stage beyond Fresno with your last CD that got some amazing write-ups in Jazz Times and Downbeat Magazine, 4.5 stars out of 5, which is usually reserved for stars like Diana Krall and company. In fact, I think you might have actually beat her out in a few of the ratings.
That was an amazing thing. And I call it polite persistence because I had really no budget for that CD. I recorded it in like a day and a half, again, with local Fresno musicians, great musicians. And then I, ordered 1,000 copies of the CD because that's the best rate if you order 1,000. So there, then I had like this closet filled with CDs, and every month or month and a half, I would just package up a bunch of them and send them out to jazz publications and jazz festivals, and I would send them over and over again to the same places, and just figured if I'm polite and persistent, I'd follow up with emails, phone calls. I was just sort of bold about it, and then Jazz Magazine in France did a lovely review of it out of the blue, and then just more reviews started coming in, and I think, I feel like the music industry has opened up for the independent artists out there, in the sense that if you are you know, good. And first of all, you have to be good. And then I think if you are, you know, sort of persistent and polite and human, and you talk to people, you know, on a human level and, you know, ask politely if they might listen to your CD, I think eventually, you know, you'll get heard. And I think that's what happened.
What was it like being a Fresno musician? And I think even in reading some of the reviews of your CD, people were like,
yeah,
this woman is from Fresno? I didn't know that they had musicians in Fresno. But really, the Valley musicians are quite talented. What was that like?
Yeah. You know, it was a real sense of sort of like neener in a way. Sort of like a sense of pride, I guess. You know, like hey, there's almost a million people that live in this region. Why wouldn't there be outstanding musicians? And, you know, jazz or good music or good art of any type isn't geographically bound. Like, why would it only come from one place? Why wouldn't it come from here? And so it was sort of like, well, duh, yeah, of course there's great music here.
Now, Karen, you are certainly a professional musician, but that's not your day job.
No.
Tell us a little more about what you do and how this came to be a part of your life briefly before we go to the band.
Well, 26 years I've been in public education, and I was a classroom teacher, mostly grades 4 through 8. And now I work with teachers. I'm what's called an instructional support coach, working mostly with new teachers but also with arts teachers to try to you know, just build teacher capacity and help good people stay in the profession, you know, because it can be a tough profession. So, but fortunately, it's a job that allows me my weekends and my summers to develop my other passion, which is music.
And your Thursday nights.
Yes, I have a Thursday night regular gig, which is lovely.
Great, at the Landmark. Mm-hmm. Karen, tell us about your band. Who did you bring with us today?
Well, I brought my friends Robert Ruffner on trombone this morning, and I've got Rick Canfield on drum.
Singular. Snail with brushes.
Singular, yes. Perfect. And then on piano, Mr. Daryl DeVores.
Well, it's exciting. So I'll go ahead and let you get set up again. We're talking with Karen Margath. Her new CD is called Away with Words. Karen Margath sings the songs of Carol Coates, a legendary songwriter who lives in the Central Coast. And this new CD is out. It's available online on Karen's website. We'll find out more about that in just a moment. And Karen, you have a number for us.
You know I'm crazy, just crazy for you. You know I'm crazy, it's true. If I was someone else's sweetheart, I wouldn't be so blue today. If I was someone else's sweetheart, they wouldn't bring me down this way. They wouldn't keep me dangling like a puppet on a string. I wouldn't have to sit home night after night waiting for the phone to ring. If I was someone else's honey, I wouldn't be in such a mess. You got me in a spin, but still I must confess. Though I might find another who'd be twice as kind and true. If I was someone else's sweetheart, I know I'd still be sweet on you. Thank you.
If I was someone else's honey, I wouldn't be in such a mess. You've got me in a spin, but still I must confess. Ooh, though I might find another who'd be twice as kind and true. If I was someone else's sweetheart, I know I'd still be sweet on you.
Vocalist Karen Margath in our studio performing live on Valley Edition. Today, Someone Else's Sweetheart, a tune from her new CD, Away With Words. Karen Margath sings the songs of Carol Coates. We have time for one more tune. Karen, before we do that, if people want to hear you perform live, where can they find you around Central California? Any gigs coming up?
Okay. So I've got a couple coming up at Huntington Lake Resort. If you just Google that, you'll see the dates there. One in July and one in August. Every Thursday night at the Landmark in the lovely Tower District of Fresno. And let's see, in the fall I'll be at the Arizona Classic Jazz Festival. So
very exciting. And again, your website also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is?
KarenMargath.com.
All right. Just want to make sure. Great. One more tune. What do you have for us?
Yeah. This is a Latin tune, another recent composition of Carol's. He's in his 80s, but he's still writing. And this is a tune he wrote called I Have a Feeling. And then I wrote it. I did some Spanish lyrics for it. So I'll do it first in the English, and then I'll do it in the Spanish. So,
great. Karen Margath on Valley Edition.
Start us off on this one. One, two, one. I have a feeling deep down inside we have some feelings that we'd sooner hide. But there's no concealing, things just aren't the same. And I have a feeling we know who's to blame. Where there's true caring, it's wisely been said, there's much more to sharing than just sharing a bed. So I have a feeling it's time to get real. Quit this pretending that it's no big deal, and start revealing again the way that I truly feel. Dentro de mí hay sentimientos escondidos aquí. No puede ocultar y no puedo mentir. Hay sentimientos, no se puede fingir. Se ha dicho sabiamente, amar físicamente es solo una parte del amor verdadero. Hay sentimientos dentro de mí. Ambos sabemos que esto es amor, el verdadero amor, el que queremos sentir. Thank you.
Jazz vocalist Karen Margoth and her band joining us today. Her new CD is called Away With Words. We heard Daryl DeVore's piano, Rick Canfield drums, and Robert Ruffner trombone. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.